I'm Heather.
And I'm her identical twin sister, Lisa.
And this is the Busy Siblings Podcast.
The 15-minute podcast with tips for creating sibling harmony and fun activities you can do together to foster sibling bonds.
So if you're raising siblings,
turn up the volume because we know they're loud.
Happy Friday, Lisa.
I love Fridays.
We have a very special Busy Siblings podcast segment this time around. Why is that, Lisa?
Well, it's just so awesome. We brought our podcast to our Thanksgiving dinner with our family.
We brought our equipment.
Well, yeah. Can we call this equipment the podcast?
We have major equipment here.
I mean,
we needed a separate car for it.
Yeah, we have a truck. And we just loaded into the back. So we brought our computer and the two microphones to my Aunt Diane's house.
And we figured if the opportunity arose that maybe we could ask them about their adult sibling relationships. Our mother is one of six. She has three sisters who all live in Massachusetts and two brothers from California. So we wanted to introduce the cast of characters at the beginning of this podcast.
And
they are characters, are they not?
That's why. Mainly we wanted to introduce this cast of characters because they are all so different.
And fantastic.
And wonderful. And they have just a gorgeous relationship, all six of them.
Well, they described it as kind of being each other's best friends at this point in their life, that they have each other. They've had a lifetime of memories, and they have this beautiful friendship now, and they're all slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our Aunt Debbie,
who is just so funny.
She's a riot.
Full
of energy and life and spirit.
Yes.
And just the kids love her.
They really do. And she loves them. She loves the kids. She gets so excited.
Yeah. She was the one you'd be like, oh my gosh, she's going to come near me and pinch my cheeks off.
Yeah. And she hurt. Yeah. They hurt. Aunt Debbie, if you're listening, it hurt. But we love how you love us. And your joy is like contagious.
And then there's Aunt Diane. This is Heather. She's my godmother. She is wonderful. She is the host every year for Thanksgiving. So she puts on this major annual affair of turkey craziness.
And there's not a detail forgotten, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything down to the name tags on the seats when we all sit down, to the M&Ms, of the bags of M&Ms we get when we leave. Like, it's to a T. She makes it special for everyone.
And Aunt Diane never misses a birthday.
Never.
A Halloween card. I mean, my kids get Halloween cards from her.
I know.
It's absolutely remarkable.
She's just a very thoughtful aunt. She was not down with talking on the microphone, but we got her to.
She's also one that won't go near a camera. And then we've got our mom.
Mm-hmm.
And we know she's wonderful.
I mean, heck.
She's our number one fan.
I know. She is a good fan to have.
Mom is someone that she loves our children so much. She loves us so much. And she was a riot on Thanksgiving because she knew we had brought our podcast stuff and we're thinking about it, but we kind of felt dorky about it at the same time. And she's like, oh, girls, the girls are on radio all the time.
The radio? 92 Pro FM.
Lisa and I once applied to get on this reality show, and we'll talk to you all about it later. And they had sent us a questionnaire of our likes and our hobbies and our talents.
And Heather and I are like, well, what's our hobbies? We don't have any hobbies.
This was back how many years ago? Like 6 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
It was an absolute riot because Mom was sitting there and she said, put down skiing.
And we're like, what? We went skiing once and we walked down the hill when
we
were done.
With our skis over our back and people were throwing snowballs at me. I'm not a skier.
No, I slid on my butt.
And then what did she say? She said we were musicians.
Oh, yes. I played the clarinet for a year. So obviously I'm a musician, but that's like the best part of her, because everyone needs like someone like that in your world to tell you that, you tried it once. So you are awesome at it.
Yeah.
We love you, Mom.
You thought once about painting and therefore you are an artist.
And then we have Aunt Robin,
who we adore. She's another spunky one.
She is spunky. You know what I love about her?
What's that?
All my life, she has said it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
And she has said magical, wonderful things when I needed to hear them.
Yeah. She's someone you can go to in
time
of need.
She's been a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just got a good attitude, awesome laugh. Wait till you hear her laugh. Her laugh rules.
And awesome lines and ways to intimidate children.
Yeah. She will teach you if you need to talk to your children in a very scary way.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a good line, and it worked. All our life.
So we're going to, at the start of this talk about our helpful tips and activities for the week. And then if you'd like to stay on and meet our family, we invite you to do that and enjoy it. They all have grandchildren. They refer to them throughout the podcast. We tried to keep up with them. There's going to be a lot of names thrown out there.
Yes, absolutely. But
we did our best. And we talked about everything. What did we talk about?
We talked about what it was like living in a home with six siblings, their relationship now. We even asked that big question at the end of how they feel our generation is doing with our children compared to how they dealt with raising the children.
One word, they spanking.
Spanking, and they think we talk too much. Hilarious. Hilarious. Really insightful, though. Something to think about.
We talk too much? We host a weekly podcast?
I don't know. Why do they think we talk?
We can't stop talking.
So, Heather, do you have a tip?
I do. I would invite you to seek out some siblings that you know in your life, whether they're extended family or neighbors that you have who seem to have a healthy relationship, and ask them about that. Ask them what makes it work for them, why they're close, how they remain close. And as always, I'm really into this adult sibling relationship thing lately, because it's something that keeps on coming up at our workshops. And mostly it's good. People are so happy that they have a good relationship with their sibling, but there's, for every story that they're happy about, there's sad ones too. So I just invite you to reach out to your siblings, maybe reestablish relationships. And we have great blog posts on our website about those adult sibling relationships. And if yours is one that needs mending, there's ways to do that. Lisa, what is your activity of the week?
Where the Christmas season is upon us, a great activity and very easy to do and fun for all ages, including yourself, is the peppermint Play-Doh. So it's 5.5 cups of flour, 2 cups of salt, 8 teaspoons of cream of tartar, 3/4 of a cup of oil, 4 cups of water. And for the scent of the peppermint, just some peppermint extract to put inside of the Play-Doh, it fills your kitchen with the most lovely scent.
Which your boys did not like.
My kids?
Yes. I made it the other day, and Jakey's like, what's that? I love the smell of peppermint.
There's something about the scent of peppermint that's supposed to entice some type of feel, like the like feeling
rage,
of warmth.
Like rage to your aunt that you didn't have the right Play-Doh.
No, but the warmth of like the holidays and the crisp of winter.
Oh, I love the scent of peppermint.
And you just knead all of those ingredients together until you've got a nice smooth dough, and you can store it in an airtight container overnight. Mm-hmm. But great fun with that, because
you could color it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or I've seen people put like red glitter in it.
Oh yeah, to make it fun. And so for the babies or the toddlers, you're afraid of them putting it in their mouths, you can put that inside of a plastic Ziploc bag and let them kind of smush it in their hands. And this is exciting, Heather, because we're here with our mom and her 3 sisters and our cousin, and gathered around some fruit, but most chocolate, and to talk about them growing up, because they were a family of 6. There is the 4 sisters and then 2 brothers that are out in California.
Let's not put them in chronological.
So who's the oldest here? I'm only kidding. This is my very young Aunt Debbie.
Sure, as she slides the microphone over to me.
So what was it like growing up with 6 siblings?
It was quite interesting because we came from a single. So I was the oldest. We had a lot of fun together. We always got along. We were very tight-knit. Diane out. She was probably very about nice. 4 or 5, and I was probably about 10. Yeah. No, there's only 2 years difference between us. And so I had got a hold, I guess, of a pair of scissors, and we had a milkman called Irving. And Irving went by, and I had given Diane a haircut on one side. I hadn't got to the other side yet. And Irving went in the house, and he goes, "Hey, Barbara, my mother, you better get out there because Debbie is giving Diane a haircut." Now, you have to understand, Diane's hair was long and thin, very fine, and it took like 4 years for it to even get to her shoulders. So my mother comes flying out after me. My grandmother, who was famous for whacking you with a slipper, and drags me in the house. They're yelling at me. I probably was grounded for 6 months. My favorite thing in the world was giving haircuts to my sisters.
So you did it out of love?
This is Aunt Robin right here.
Yes.
The baby.
I am the baby girl.
That's the baby girl.
And I remember Aunt Debbie giving us haircuts all the time. She'd say, my mother would say, "Robin, come in the living room. We're going to give you a haircut." And all the shades would be drawn. So you couldn't see reflection in anything. And I would get the same, actually probably the same haircut I have today.
How's that for a revelation?
But I do remember all the Christmases that you used to decorate the tree, and we loved it. We didn't love it. We loved it, yeah. But we were like, you know, he never decorated. We'd be crying and moaning and everything. And then Debbie gets married. We're all excited because we can decorate the tree. Yes, we call her that night saying, Debbie, can you please come back and decorate the tree? We didn't do as a good job as you did.
Oh,
let's introduce our mom. Yes, she's going to talk. Yeah. We won't take no for an answer. Mom, what is it like to have such good relationships with your siblings now?
It's wonderful. It is. We have so much fun. Even just sitting around the table here after Thanksgiving today and just everybody talking, enjoying each other and just relaxed and everybody coming and going and with the grandkids and everything, it's nothing better.
Is it true that, you know, sometimes friends tend to come and go, but your siblings are here forever?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
You would consider them your best of friends. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We all have a different relationship with each other and just get together, and it's always the same. It's just so much fun.
Would you say you guys... I love you, Mom.
Yes.
Would you say you're mostly alike or very different or a little mix?
I think there's a mix. Yeah. I think so. I think we all bring something different to the table.
Yeah.
But I think there are... a lot of similarities.
Should you go around the table and say what Aunt Robin brings?
Yeah. Put me on the spot. Yes, yes, yes.
I think we should be on
Dr. Oll's
show.
Let's try to make them cry, Lisa.
Yeah, I know. The whole time I'm sitting here, what can we talk about? I'm like, that would make them cry. Yeah. That would make them cry.
So I don't know what to say.
We are an emotional bunch.
Yeah.
Godmother.
She's saying no way.
We've already explained the podcast. You don't actually show your face. It's
you
just your lovely voice.
Question.
Diane, I'm trying to think of a question that won't.
Do you look forward to Thanksgiving every year? Do you
have
preparation at your house?
Yes, I look forward to Thanksgiving every year. We had 36 today, which is a record. 37, there would have been, I don't know, at the ceiling maybe. I'm not sure. But I have a lot of help. Everybody brings stuff, my sisters and nieces and nephews and everything, and it's kind of a lull until everybody starts arriving, and then it's like a madhouse, and everybody's yelling, okay, downstairs, let's get the food. I said it's like a line. We all pass things down, you know, to the family room to eat, and it takes hours to do, and we eat probably when there maybe a half an hour, and then we listen to everybody's conversations and holler and stuff like that, and then it's cleanup time, and the guys clean up the plates and bring them all up, and all the women are in the kitchen, clean up, and then the guys go out and play football. Today they played with the kids for the first time, and that was awesome, and all the grandchildren were here, which made it perfect, and that's it.
Yeah.
Aunt Diane's been, she's been doing this for 30 plus years.
Yeah,
this
isn't that amazing?
And there's something so special about this holiday. It's one of my favorite holidays. I won't make Aunt Diane get back on the microphone again, but what I was going to say is how nice it is for all of us, as you know, the second generation, now the third generation, to always have this as a home base every year, to reconnect and sit at a table together. And we don't have to worry about the gift giving and the Santa Claus visit. It's just all us. It's just all us.
So therefore, Diane, it's going to be another 36 years.
In other words, you'll be busy November, mid-November. All right.
Is there any way to freeze the potatoes and turkey till next year and just roll it out again? It is. It's so much fun. Let's talk to our cousin Melanie.
Melanie, you grew up with two brothers. Speak.
She was the middle.
What was that like to have an older brother and a younger brother?
Challenging, because I was always getting beat up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it was a little rough.
The phones would be broken all the time. I'd come home and say, "What happened to the phone?"
Don't tell
them
that.
Adam would throw it at her.
Yeah.
But
it's not a good thing.
Let's fast forward, though.
I have such a good relationship with them now. I mean, I had a great relationship with them growing up, but especially now that we're older, we have a much different relationship with each other, and we're all really close, even though we're all really far apart from
each other. Yeah, you all live in different parts of the country.
Yeah.
So how do you keep your relationship going?
Call each other every day.
Every day?
Pretty much. Well, Adam and I call each other every day, but Hans has four kids, so it's a little bit tougher with Hans, but I would say Hans and I probably talk every 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So.
And Melanie, when you tell other people what we do for Thanksgiving, what is their reaction?
Oh my gosh. Everybody wants to be a part of our family after I get done telling them how awesome they are.
Yeah. You did that on Facebook the other day, Lisa. We have so much to be thankful for. And she's like, our family rules. So everyone out in Facebook land was like, oh my gosh, and nobody. I want to come with you.
Oh, it's true. I brag about the family a lot. Yeah.
What does it feel like to be here? Like, doesn't it feel like you've got just friends here? Just,
are you trying to get me to cry?
Yeah. Heather, she just took Excedrin for a migraine.
Yeah.
That's par for the course.
Yeah, it's true.
We need heavier drugs here. But what does it mean to you to have this?
Everything. I think that, I don't know. You guys are going to make me cry.
I know. We got one down. We got a few more to go.
No, I think that I have the most amazing family in the world. I couldn't ask for a better family. Extended and, you know, immediate family. I think that my family is the bomb.
Lisa, call me Barbara Walters from now on.
What are you trying to do to me?
No, I'm not trying. I love you. Yeah. I do. Aunt Debbie's crying with not just looking at me. Our Robin's holding strong, Mom. Yeah. Mom's good. Dad's getting choked up over there. My dad's in the corner eating his lemon pie.
Tell us a story about when you came in the hospital. I think that's a funny story.
Oh, I know. That was funny. Awesome. My sister Debbie had her first child, my first time being an aunt. And my brother-in-law, Bill, was picking my mom up to go in and to see Debbie and the baby. And it was just so comical. Harry and I, my brother, were home with our bathrobes on waiting till they left because we were dressed underneath. And we borrowed Tony's car, drove into Boston, and thought we were pulling off this great thing. We're going to sneak in and get to see my sister and the baby. And the elevator doors open, and who's there but my brother-in-law, Bill, and my mother. It was so funny, but we went up to see Debbie, and it's like the best, so we got to see her, and everything was wonderful.
And then
it was so
how
much
many
fun.
Children have come since? So little Debbie started it all.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah. They were all 9 months to the day.
Keith.
Yeah, all 9 months to
really?
The day.
Really? Yes. Did you guys work that out? Or
no,
that?
No, not at all.
No.
So that's happened. What the lovely thing is. Big family breeds it more family and more. Yeah. So do any more you ladies have any more confessions, things you want to tell on each other? No.
Well, I have a question. This is something I've always wanted to ask, okay? So how did you parent us different than you see us parenting our kids now?
Oh, a lot
different. That's loaded. Yeah. So if you can name something, just name a little something that we did. We're doing better?
Well, I can tell you, I think today that the kids have, they're allowed to say too much, you know, like tell it like it is kind of thing. And I don't believe in that because sometimes you can say something that once it's out there and it hurts that person. So you can't tell it like it is. You have to stop and think first. But I think the discipline would be the big thing.
Just we have lesser of it. We discipline less.
Yeah. Well, you talk more.
In other words, shop Lisa.
Personally, but yeah, there's more
talking.
What
about we kind of had the look? Yeah. It was like the look. Yeah. Okay, that's enough.
The look.
Robin, for anyone that has trouble disciplining the kids, will you please tell the token line that you told all of us growing up and do it with feeling.
If you
do feeling.
Don't
Keith's
going to
cry if you say it right now. What is it?
I'm going to rip the skin right off your face.
See, that still scares me.
I've never had to actually do it, though.
No, that's comforting. So what do you think's different?
I think that it's a discipline. I think that I like how it is now. I like how the kids are more spoken to.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that there's not this. There's too much, there's way too much leniency with the kids now.
Standing in the corner. Time
out
is a waste.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like God made their little fannies. If they need to get a crack.
Not a beating. Just
no, just a.
Yeah.
I mean, even Hans. Yeah. Hans had said to me one time, little Hans was answered me back. This was like when he was probably 4 or 5, old enough to know not to speak to somebody, but you know, still that age where they try to get away with it.
Yeah.
And Hans, I was trying to tell Hans, big Hans, that he probably didn't hear me, probably didn't understand me.
Yeah.
And he said, Ma, he goes, if I don't take care of it now, he goes, at 11, 12, 14, he's going to be telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But all he did, he took him in the bathroom, he prayed with them, he talked with them, said why he was going to give him a little spanking. And all it was just one of the two cracks in the bum. And it was like, you know, hugged him afterwards. This is why God wants you to obey me, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But I do have a cute story of Hannah.
Oh, yes, tell Hannah's story.
Hannah's story was... She was at an age probably more like 7
Hannah
or 8.
Is her granddaughter.
Yeah, granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, she spoke back to me. I didn't do what I asked her to do or something. And Jody goes, Hannah, Fate, who do you think you are? Not Aunt, no, talking to Nana like that. And Hannah got all upset and she's going, I don't know, Satan. She wanted to think of the worst thing she could think. That was awesome. I love that one.
Have the girls heard about what Jake and Brooke said to Dad once? About his age?
Oh, no, no.
I'm going to tell this quick story. Unless, Dad, do you want to tell this story?
No?
Dad was out with Jake and Brooke one day. They were had to do a few errands, and they were going around to different places. So Dad was getting in and out of the car. And at one point, Dad said to the kids, he's like, oh, he kind of said to himself, I'm getting too old for this. And I don't know who's, I think Jake said, yeah, Papa, you are getting old. And then Brooke said, you're going to be going to heaven soon. And Jake goes, yeah, probably when you're 69. Isn't that awesome?
They said, you're going to miss me.
Oh, yeah?
And they said, well, yes, Papa, but you'll be with God.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes, Papa, what?
You'll be with God.
So they're like, yeah, you probably got a good few years left. That's about it. Mom, what about this generation compared to yours?
I think you have a great communication with the kids.
Yeah.
I really do. I do.
She is.
I really think you do. I think it's wonderful.
But it is different that you were able to stay
different.
Home with us. I think that's a big difference
between
us.
Oh, it's a very
us.
Big difference. And you have so much on your plate.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, raising the children, you're working, and it's like I was home.
Yeah.
And I think that makes a world of difference,
which
too.
Is the hardest job in the world to stay home, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's also, well, it's different, but just working is really hard.
No,
it's like that extra pressure not to be able, for instance, if someone's sick, it's all of a sudden this huge
issue
of who's going to get home, who's going to be with them.
It's awful.
And I think we all have a ton of guilt, and that goes along with being away from them for the day.
Yeah.
So you get home, and if they're acting up, you're like, I don't want to spend my 2 hours with them yelling at them.
Understandably.
And so sometimes I don't think they get all the discipline they should get, because you're like, I want to savor these 2 hours.
There is our excuse.
Yeah. I don't know. I just gotta really reconsider this whack in the bum thing. I don't know.
It's just a tap.
It's not like the woman in the shopping mall that was beating her children.
Yeah, not like that. That's not what they're saying.
If you develop the look, that could be
eliminate the tap on the bum.
The look is vital.
I wish you guys could see that look. I don't have. I want you to tell it. Skipped me. The gene in this family.
Lisa,
I have
Amy
no look.
I have it. I have it.
My kids look.
You know
at
who
look.
It terrifies the most? My husband. Not my kids. Well, anyways, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And thank you. And thank you, Nana Ryan, for this family.
And Robin made that lousy fudge again this year.
Us at Busy Siblings Podcast. Be sure to check out our website at busysiblings.com.
And join us next week. We'll have more fun stories, advice, and tips.
Remember that sibling fun should start early and never end. It hasn't for us. See you soon.